Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let us bless the Lord. Give him thanks. Express your heart this morning. Father, we worship. Bless the Lord from the depth of your heart. Thank him for his goodness, for his mercies. Rehele saiko fele hampe. Reminos yes ane mode. Pray in the spirit, express yourself. Imahado leize kofele mahado fele hampe. Remiade la hese amando las yesiko fele hampe. Father, we worship, we bless your name. We give you thanks. Oh, Father, we worship you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we come into your presence today. We open our heart to you, Lord. Come and bless us. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to our situations. Speak to our situations, Father. Father, let there be a restoration. Let there be deliverance. Let your word do a work of healing. Healing our hearts and our mind. Open our eyes to truth. Let every form of darkness be dispelled in Jesus' name. Let simplicity be dispelled in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. We bless your name, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, when I was told I'll be doing this, I didn't know whether to come today. Okay. Let's open to Colossians. Colossians 3:14. I'll be talking about love, putting on love. Do we have it? Yeah. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Can we have it in the NLT? NLT or any other? Okay. Yeah, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which brings us all together in perfect harmony. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. So I joined a prayer meeting with a group of us Christians that finished school together, came together and started praying. And my burden this morning is actually a burden of prayer. We're going to be praying. I'm probably going to speak for like 15, 20 minutes, and then we will pray. It was in the course of one of our prayer meetings that this burden really came. And I discovered this scripture as though I've not seen it before. That to live in perfect harmony, for everything around you to come into perfect harmony, you must wear love. He says, put it on. It's not saying cultivate. It's like a garment. So, what I'll be talking about is for you to understand, what are you missing? What is really missing when you are not in that state? If you look at the Church of the Acts of Apostles, after a vibrant start, after a good start, at about chapter 6, if I'm right, so some brethren came forward and said, our widows are not being served. And you will discover what caused it was that they were Jews, but they speak Greek. So the Hebrew Christians were not serving the Greeks. They are Jews. And they came up to complain. But the apostles, God gave them wisdom. We will not be distracted. Meet within yourselves and choose people of these qualities so that they can serve. We will give ourselves to prayer and to the word. Now, there is something the Bible calls the wiles of the enemy. The wiles of the enemy, they are tricks. Tricks. Nothing frontal. You know, in spiritual warfare, there can be an offensive, and there can be a battle from within. The wiles of the enemy are battles from within. The greatest strategy you can have, as the greatest military strategy, is to plant something in the camp of your enemy. Plant someone there. Be getting details. And you will see in the experience of David when he was running away from Absalom. As he was running, some people were coming to him. Why are you running and all that? He was saying, if it is the will of God, God will bring me back. But at the point when he heard that Ahithophel had joined their camp, he was afraid. At that time he prayed, because he knew Ahithophel. This man is wise. This man, his counsel is sound. And he prayed to God. And immediately after that prayer, God answered. But it wasn't obvious. Someone came to him and said, I pledge allegiance to you, O king. And David said, you will not stand in our midst. Go back into their midst. That was the wisdom of God. You will not see it evidently, but that was the wisdom. And you will see that Absalom could not finish David because of the counsel of this man that David planted. To every move of God, to every family, to every home, to every divine initiative, there are wiles of the enemy. If you are advancing and you are very progressive, all the devil needs to do is to plant hurt, is to plant offense, is to plant gossip, is to plant malice. Give it a little time. The Spirit of God will lift because there is strife. Give it a little time. It would implode. Because why? We are not putting on love. So I want you to see that as simple as that statement is, your success in anything God has committed into your hands, as a person, as a family, as a people, the advance of the course of God in your hands is very dependent on everybody putting on love. We must put on love. Let us look at Colossians 3, 1 to 3. So I want to show you who is a Christian. What does God expect from us as a Christian? How are we supposed to see ourselves? How are we supposed to see ourselves? Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on realities, on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Go on. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Can we agree that we are dead to some things? Or we want to excuse our feelings? Do we want to exalt the word of God above our feelings, or we want it the other way around? There is an expectation from us. There is an expectation of us as a Christian that you have died. And everything that used to be, everything you could justify, you would observe in the example I gave in the church, in the Acts church. Those widows, those people that came forward, they had a legitimate reason. There was really something going on that was wrong. But if that situation was not handled very well, aside the Sanhedrins and the Pharisees fighting the church, that would be the first real threat, because it will be from within. It will be from within. Can we agree that the word of God is supreme? And there is no place. I don't have the time to go through that scripture. He went on to list these things that you must not set your mind on. Malice, strife, anger. You must not, because you have put off the old self and you are now a Christian. Further down this passage, it says we are ambassadors. Do these things as representatives. That word, you represent God in two ways, in two folds. First, in character. And I think that's the one we are more familiar with. You want to be righteous. You want to portray Christ in your character. However, there is a second one. That second one is the consequence of the first. As you follow Christ, God will appoint you. And it's not necessarily ministry. You would represent God in a particular sphere of influence in life. As you journey, if you are not there, it means you are still on the way. For all of us, he says, occupy till I come. Yes. What that means is that you are going to be a representative of Christ in a particular sphere of influence. It's not necessarily ministry in the church. You will represent God. And without putting on love, you will not get there. Because why? Tricks of the enemy will be coming up. The devil can slow you down. You can speak in language of, I will get there. You will see that it is to live in harmony, to live to one thing that God will not do. We've seen moves of God. We've seen God move in the midst of his people. It goes up and it comes down. This is one of the critical things. And it's a matter of time. The dust settles and offense comes in and strife comes in, gossip. And then in that atmosphere, you are the life is ebbing away, and then you are just keeping the form. You are just keeping the form, and then in no time, it's off. Let us look at 1 Corinthians 13:3. Okay. So you will see here so many things you can do, but that must not be done without love. He says, if I gave everything I have, he's listed some before. Please, let's start from one. Can you? Okay. if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbals. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all God's secrets, all secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. Go on. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I have gained nothing. Excuse me. What this is saying is, if I look at you, what I should see is love, not your riches, even though you are expressing it. Not your riches, not your strength, not your spirituality. You know, you really can be spiritually proud. You can be proud, and it's under the cloak of spirituality. What this scripture is saying that is that your strengths must be founded in love. He's not saying don't give. He's not saying don't be spiritual. He's saying your motivation for expressing these things must be love. I can express riches and be pulling someone down. You understand? And the other side of it is equally wrong. My response to any position of weakness should not be strife, should not be envy, should not be jealousy. It should be love. It should be love. It is in this we would have perfect harmony. There is a scripture that says that henceforth know we no man after the flesh. For even Christ, we once saw him in the flesh. And how wrong were we? I think 2 Corinthians 5:16. Henceforth means that from this point onwards, it is not an option. We do this no more. I don't want to see you and the first thing I see is that you are Igbo. Yes. I don't want to see you and the first thing I see is that you are female. I don't want to see you and see the first thing I see is that you are rich or you are poor. He says, know we no man after the flesh. It means that I must discern my brother. I must discern my sister. What is by the measure of grace that God has given this person, I must receive. I must receive. And the other way around, we must be open-hearted. See, I wouldn't say we met this at the height of it. We heard stories of the SU movement in Nigeria. That all you need to go into any city that you don't have anybody is to identify that there is a Christian there. And once you get there and you can locate the church, you don't need an hotel. You meet with people, they receive you. And you do whatever you need to do in that city. You fellowship with the brethren and leave. Would you receive anybody like that today? Will someone just knock on your door and say, I'm a Christian, and you will open? Even if there is recommendation. And this happened in Nigeria. Yes, what I'm saying happened in Nigeria. Where all you needed, the only testimony that you need is that you are a Christian. How did we get here? Sincerely, we should look back and look at the model of the Church of Acts of Apostles. And you on your own take decisions. And this is why I say it's a prayer burden. I'm not sure I can open my door to anybody. So I'm not saying it as though I am there. Because I have opened. And I've learned. You understand? So we must come to a place of divine help. And that's the prayer part. Where we will cry to God and he will flood our hearts with love. Not as though we have no part, but we must start with a cry. Because anything that is of the spirit, we cannot do it by the arm of flesh. We can only desire and cry to God for help, and he will flood our heart with love. But we must know that we cannot look at ourselves by earthly measures. We cannot measure ourselves by earthly principles. How would we achieve? I'm rounding up. How would we get there? First, we must meditate on the word of God. Please, can I have 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 7? So when I knew I would be doing this, I really searched my heart. I had some maybe messages that I feel that, oh, this would be nice. This would be pleasant. But I somehow, those ones, they didn't get sanctioned. This burden has been for about 2 weeks on my heart. And I just feel that it will benefit us if we pray. Because this seriousness, I'm scared, kind of. I think I'm getting you to... All right, so here... Okay. It says love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Meditate on these things. The word of God will travel from your head into your heart with prayer and meditation. Ponder. Think on these things. There is a scripture that says that. Think on these things. When you are faced with challenges, when you are faced with situations, someone has just offended you and there is hurt, and you are burning, you want to give it to that person. Think on these things. Pray. In prayer, two things would happen. God will brood on his word, and it will give you light. It will give you understanding, and you would have wisdom to handle situations. Secondly, what prayer will do is that it will begin to work out circumstances to try this word. God will put you through a process. If you make this commitment today that I would walk in love, I would put on love. The beautiful part of that scripture is that it says, put it on. That means you have a part to play. Put it on like a garment. When I see you, the most radiant thing I want to see is love that you are wearing as a garment. And what will it guarantee? Perfect harmony. The work of God will thrive in your hands. The work of God will thrive in your home. The work of God will thrive in your business. I don't want to digress too much. But like I said earlier, God appoints us. God selects us into missions where we are his representatives. And without this equipping, that work will not prosper. Not because you are not willing, not because you are not putting in your best, but the devil will be coming and be scattering it. Because beyond the offensive of the opposition of the enemy, one of his strategies is to plant people in your midst. They don't know they are planted. They don't even need to know. Every word, like Peter said, like when Jesus asked Peter, when he said he would be crucified, and Peter said no, Jesus had to look back. That was someone that was voicing discouragement.
at that moment, and he had to be rebuked. You would have such. You would have people that are just expressing sincere ought. They've really been offended. But if you don't have love, the situation will not be well managed. And what you thought you had, if you don't have a team, if you don't have a people that are with one voice, what can you build? If every plan in your home starts with a fight, what can you achieve? If every discussion, every sincere idea ends in a fight, does it not kill creativity? Would you be bold to come forward and suggest anything? No. No. And he says, one shall chase 1,000. And two will chase what? How do you chase 10? You can even chase less than 1,000. You will chase less. Because you won't even chase anything. You would even abandon the chasing. Let us first get ourselves before we start chasing anything. So, this morning we're going to pray. This is a burden, and my mind goes back to how some of us started. You know, I said this came out of some of us that had been in school together and all that. And you just start hearing stories. This has gone this way, that has gone that way, and all that. And you look back, and you look at the passion, the hunger, and it's no longer there. And we justify these hungers and passions by survival. You know, the devil is so strategic that in wealth and in poverty, he can trap you. In wealth, you can be comfortable and not serve God. You can be poor and not serve God. You are hurt. God, how can you put me in this situation? I served you. Now, see how my life has turned out. He's so strategic. We are the strategy of God against the devil. We are in the context where we are ambassadors of Christ in spheres of influence. We are divine strategies. We must go as commissioned by God to defeat the counsel of the enemy. That is occupying. I might not be going into that today. That is not the goal. But know that the only strategy, Christ has died. He has gone to heaven. He is seated. He is empowering his body on earth. And that body must bruise the head of serpent. And it is not by fighting. It is not by infighting. It is by identifying our common purpose and putting on love and knowing that offense will come. Jesus said it. Offense will come. Those widows were not being served, truly. And you could see that even that church, as hellish as it was already sectarian. They were already separating that these ones, they are even though it's not even the Gentile church yet. It's not even the Gentile church yet. It is just Hebrews, Jews. Some came in from all the nation. Their language is Greek. Some Hebrew, from Jews that are speaking Hebrew, consider themselves superior. This is the cry of my heart, and I feel it's the cry of God's heart, that the people of God will see one another as who we really are, not with sectarian divisions, not by our social status, not by anything, that husband and wife will see themselves, not by strength and weakness, but put on love. There will be strength, there will be weakness. In expressing your strength, is love your motivation, or you are pulling down your partner? And in this atmosphere, the power of God will come evidently and liberate some of those things you've been praying about, will lift some of those things we've been trusting God for will materialize. As you exercise yourself, as you meditate on His word, and as you pray and His power broods on His word, and it's empowering your spirit, you will be free and His life will be evident. Let us pray. Let us rise up and express our heart to God. If you can look back, if you've been a Christian for some time and you can look back and assess yourself and you feel that where I am today, I used to be more spiritual. My love for God used to be more vibrant. Something has happened that does not have to be. Pressures of life does not have to get to you. There is a wisdom that does not that does not leave you in the hands of the enemy. I have experienced a time where I felt that I can't accommodate a lot of things spiritually because I was busy. I was about business. Over time, I saw that I really wasn't going anywhere. I really wasn't going anywhere because I started a course that I claim to be from God, and I'm trying to run in my flesh. I'm trying to run in my wisdom. So I know today that no matter how busy you are, no matter how rich, no matter how comfortable, there is a place for God. In fact, if you got to where you are outside of God, there is already danger. Excuse me. There is danger. Because it is in Him that we move and we live and we have our being. Let us pray to God this morning. Mahato lehesekompe. Hare mahato la isekompe da reminos yesenemo jeskofe lehampe. Raminos yesenemo de la sekofe lehampe. Remisekofe liamando las yesekofe lehampe. Father, strengthen us. Strengthen us this morning. Give us capacity. Strengthen us, O Lord. Strengthen us. Give strength to us, Father. Give strength to our spirit. Oh, Father, help us. Help us. Help us. We repent, oh, Father, of every way we've fallen short. Father, we repent this morning. We repent, Father. We come to You, Lord. We cry for help. Give us capacity. We cannot do this by ourselves. We cannot do this by ourselves. Re hafe le menosi e kofe le hampe. Remise e kofe le hampe la ziesane mojesko. Remile hise amando la si e kofe le hampe da reminoziesane. Recovele menisiesane mojesko feli amando la si e kole. Reminoze kofe imando lisiesane modele si e kole. Ramilo hisa kompe da reminoziesane mondela si e kole. Oh Father, let Your word dwell richly in our heart. Oh Father, as we meditate, as we set our eyes on these things, as we set our eyes on these things, shine Your light, oh Lord. Shine Your light, Father. Oh Father, let there be restoration where we have lost the fire, where we have lost. Let there be restoration. Let there be recovery, Father. Himadolo siekompe. Reminozi esa neimo de la siekole. Oh, faimando lisi esa neimo de lisa e compe da. Remilo hisa compe. Reminozi esa neimo de la seco. Father, heal us of every heart. We open our eyes to You. We open our hearts, Father. Heal us of every heart. Heal us, Father. Heal us of every ought, every offense. Heal us, Lord. Oh, we choose to forgive today. We choose to forgive. We choose to forgive. We make a commitment today to walk in love, to put it on like a garment, to walk in love, to be a people that will be known by nothing else but by the love of Christ. Oh, Father, we ask for help. We ask for strength, oh Lord. We ask for strength. We ask for help. We ask for strength. We ask for help, oh Father. Inspire us, oh Lord, with truth. Inspire us with truth, Father. Inspire us, oh Lord. Let all darkness be dispelled, oh Lord. Let your wisdom rise above darkness in our hearts. In our hearts, Father. Oh, amen. Hezekofeli machado fele hampe. Remile hese amando la sieko fele hampeda. Reminozie sane mokelisa e compe. Reminozie sane mo de la sieko fele hampe. Oh, we ask for mercy this morning. We ask for grace, O Lord. We ask, O Lord, that this word, O Lord, will be expanded in our hearts. Will be expanded in our hearts. O Lord, you will breathe on this. You will breathe on this, Lord. You will breathe on this. You will breathe on these, O Lord. It will bring restoration. It will bring deliverance, O Father. Oh, Mahadela Sieko, Remi Eleha Senko Fele Amando. Hare Kafene Mahado Fele Hampe. Oh, Father, we worship you. We bless your name. We glorify your name. Hare Hamenos, yes, the name of Jesco Felehampe. Raminos, yes, the name of Jesco. Thank you, sir.